The U.S. military has released an Iraqi man who is the chief negotiator for a settlement in Fallujah. He spent the weekend in custody, a weekend in which U.S. troops again battled insurgents in Fallujah. NPR's Emily Harris is covering this story from Baghdad. And Emily, why was this negotiator arrested and then released?
Well, it's still not clear why Sheikh Khaled al-Jumaili was arrested. He said he was taken into custody by U.S. troops Friday. He's an influential man in Fallujah and has been heading up a group from Fallujah that's been talking with the Iraqi government on and off about some kind of peaceful resolution to the problems in that city. It's not totally clear why he was released, although the interior minister says that that release came on the direct orders of the head of Iraq's government, the interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi. And I should point out that even though he is an influential man, Sheikh Jumaili, it's clear from Iraqi officials, U.S. officials, people in Fallujah, he doesn't control all the elements of fighters in Fallujah. So it's not clear that talks with him would necessarily resolve the situation. The Iraqi government's insisting that residents hand over foreign fighters, particularly the U.S.'s most wanted man, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, or else saying that troops will come in and force them out.
That most wanted man, al-Zarqawi, reportedly pledged his allegiance, or his group did, pledged its allegiance to Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. What effect does that report have on the situation there?
Well, the first question is whether or not this is true. The statement came out on a website that's frequently used by militant groups, and it said that, yes, Zarqawi's group, Tawhid and Jihad, had declared unity with Osama bin Laden because Muslims need to unite against the enemies of Islam. It's not entirely clear who posted it or why. There haven't been any reports of any kind of reply from bin Laden. The White House, of course, has said for a long time that Zarqawi has ties to al-Qaeda, and Zarqawi's been blamed for a lot of the violence here, car bombs, beheadings, and so forth. That his existence, the U.S. believes he is operating in Fallujah, and that's one of the main reasons that U.S. forces have been pounding the city for weeks now with airstrikes and, of course, with ground troops over the past couple of days.
One other story, Emily. The Washington Post is reporting that a former top commander in Iraq complained months and months ago to the Pentagon that his troops were facing shortages of supplies, that a poor supply situation was threatening the U.S. Army's ability to fight. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who was the overall commander of troops in Iraq until this summer, wrote this letter almost a year ago. He said there weren't enough spare parts, and essentially there weren't enough spare parts that were essential for combat. The Post quoted a Pentagon official as saying that the situation is now a lot better, but this does come out just at the same time that an investigation is going on into why a platoon of reservist soldiers wouldn't go on a fuel supply mission last week. They were complaining that their trucks were not in good shape and that they didn't have enough protection. Their overall commander, Brigadier General James Chambers, said that the refusal to go on the mission didn't hurt overall supply operations, but he also said that he believes driving supply trucks for the U.S. military is the most dangerous job in Iraq.
These are very courageous soldiers, warriors, who, along with our contractor partners, climb into the cabs of their trucks every single day, knowing it's not a question of if, but when they will be attacked.
Those soldiers are off mission for about a week, checking equipment and an investigation for possible punishments going on.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.